Hi, I'm Susan Trumpler, and I am obsessed with helping small business owners, coaches, and consultants find their way to consistent revenue. Everyone I work with has a passion to use their talents to serve others. They just want to make an impact, yet they find themselves so often just running after business. Let's change that. Join us on Unstoppable Women in Business, where each episode we talk about how to create consistent revenue, make more money, and make more impact, all at the same time. Hello there. Today is such a fun day. We are going to be exploring a topic today that is on everyone's mind. And if it isn't, it really should be. What do you do to really be able to visually represent your brand, right? That's a question that should be on your mind. And part of what you do is actually having amazing brand photography. I think that when you look at someone's website, social media, wherever they show up, it's very easy to see if they've got their game going on when it comes to brand photography. And today I've got an awesome guest to introduce you to who is the premier brand photographer out in Calgary, Canada. And her name is Lindsay Sullivan. And Lindsay, I'd love to say hello and introduce you to my friends out here. Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here, Susan. I'm really excited to be on your podcast.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So I know I gave a little bit about what you do, but why don't you help us understand what is a brand photographer and how do you differentiate yourself from other brand photographers?
Awesome. So brand photographer really helps businesses get photos that tell their brand story and help people get to know what they do. You can have photos that show what kind of services you offer, what kind of products you create, what it's like to work with you, the vibe of your business, what it's like even to walk into the doors if you have a physical location, or what it's like to sit down and work with you. So brand photography, really dig deep into all of that and help your clients and potential clients get to know you and establish that important trust factor. And as for me, my specialty is helping people bring out their personality in the photos as well, because a lot of times there's a disconnect between people's photos. They're kind of stuffy and awkward, and then people meet them and there's a disconnect. So we don't want that to happen. So that's one of the reasons people come to me, is that I can help pull out their personality and their essence in the photos. And then when people see them in person, they're like, oh, I already know this person. I've seen photos of them. I can feel what their personality is like. And they know they're going to have a great connection with that person. Also, I'm really good at strategy as well. I help businesses figure out what kind of locations they should take their photos at, that can tell the story, the props, the outfits, the poses, the mood, all of those kinds of things, so that the photos will resonate with their brand.
Man, it is so cool to hear you talk about this, because when I first started getting brand photography done, I had no idea that there were so many choices, right? I just thought you just go, you stand somewhere and the photographer shoots a picture of you. But it sounds like there's a lot of planning that goes into it, a lot of decisions. Like you said, you're strategic about it. How do you do that with your clients in brand photography? What does that process look like?
Yeah, so I like to dig deep into the brand before I even show up on set, because that's usually where a lot of the disconnect happens, is if your photographer just shows up and they don't know much about your brand. So what I do is I send out a questionnaire to my clients. I get to get a real feel of what their business is all about, what excites them, why they help people, why they chose to start their business, what kind of words they want people to use to describe them and their business as well, what kind of emotions they want to evoke when people see the photos. And then just getting into what kind of things can we do to tell a story of their business and what it's like to work with them. I also put together a Pinterest storyboard. So just all sorts of, it helps brainstorm ideas and get ideas for what locations would you want to shoot at. Because it's not necessarily be a photography studio. It could be a beautiful Airbnb. One of my clients, for example, she's a therapist and she goes to people's homes to offer their services. So we actually did her session in this awesome, cute Airbnb. And it just really helps clients visualize her arriving there and working with them and being more approachable, and helps establish a trust with her. But it really depends on the client. We have to figure out what locations really fit them and their business.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I love that. I loved when you said it helps to establish the know, like, and trust factor. We know that that's what people's buying decisions are made on. And so for you to be able to help create the vibe and the whole story behind who this person is, why they're unique or special, through a visual story is such a gift that you have. I love that. I love you can do that for people. It's awesome. But Lindsay, let me ask you this question. I think that I know when I'm creating social media, web pages, sales pages, whatever it is, sometimes I feel like there's too much of me. Like, can there be too many pictures of you on a site? How do you decide how many pictures to put somewhere? Or should there be something like more stock? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's great to have a lot of pictures of yourself. You don't have to have all pictures of yourself. You can add in some stock photography to help support your visuals and storytelling as well. But I think it's really important to have pictures of you, because the more people see you, the more you're establishing that know, like, trust factor. And I think it helps too if it's not just pictures of you. It's pictures of you working with your clients, meeting with your clients, making the product or performing the service, so they can actually see it. And if you pair that image with a caption, for example, in your social media where you're talking about making that product or performing that service or tips or frequently asked questions, you can pair the images with the photos. And if there's photos of you in there doing that service or something like that, people can visualize working with you. So I don't think you can have too many photos of yourself unless they're all very much the same. If you just have a whole bunch of headshots, then it might get a little bit repetitive. But if you have pictures of you doing things, plus you can also bring in your personal brand too. A lot of times people like to know the person behind the brand. It helps establish some relatability. People get to feel like they know that person. For example, you have an awesome dog. And if you have pictures of you and your dog, you can talk about that in your social media and be like, anybody else a dog lover? And then other people who love dogs are going to feel more connected to you.
Definitely. Oh, I wish you were here in Raleigh. I would have you come take pictures of us together with my boy. See, what came to mind for me, though, because it's like action, you doing the work and, you know, what it looks like for behind the scenes kind of things. Do you do event photography? Do you combine brand photography with event photography?
Yeah, I also do event photography. Normally, I work with business coaches or life coaches, people that have reoccurring events, because then they can use the photos for a lot of their marketing. Afterwards, you can also use event photography during the event or slightly after to get some buzz. But usually it's people who are having the reoccurring events and they really want to be able to show the vibe of the experience, even the transformation some of the clients go through, because some of those events, you can have a really big transformation throughout it. So just capturing those emotions. And then when people are thinking of buying a ticket to the next event, they see all these people going through that and the vibe and the excitement. And
very cool. Yeah. Hey, people out there, never have an event without having a photographer there. I agree with you. It is so cool to see someone's website and see them in action and see the, like you said, the transformations happening and the clients' faces. And how about Zoom events? Would you ever, or have you ever gone to someone's home when they're doing, or to a location where they're doing a Zoom event and get them in their like studio action shots? That'd be kind of cool.
Well, I kind of did with one of my clients. She does a hybrid event. So she has the big screens in front. So she has like her big conference room, but then she also has people on Zoom too. So I have done some of that. But yeah, you definitely could. The nice thing about doing the behind the scenes, even on a Zoom, just in the Zoom event, is that you can use that for marketing too, right?
Yeah.
So you
can just,
if you're marketing that it's a virtual event, you've got things to go along with when you're describing it as a virtual event.
Exactly.
What the experience is like.
Yeah.
Get photos of the people on the screens.
Oh,
there's all sorts
so
of different
cool
angles you could get.
It'd be cool. Yeah. But it all just all comes down to that storytelling thing. It's how do you tell a story through your photos? And that's why I do appreciate good brand photography. But you mentioned there has to be some times where you sprinkle in stock photography. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay, I can tell you that one of the things that makes me want to take a pencil and poke my eyeball out with it is combing through stock photography images to find A, the one that expresses the scenario that I want to, but then it's the right shape and it's not in the right color so that it would fit in with the rest of where I'm putting it. Do you have any recommendations or any ways that you help people with stock photography when it's appropriate?
Yeah, I've got two ways I can help people with that. The first is we can actually do some stock photography during their brand photography session. So if they want, for example, they want a podcast mic and a laptop and some flowers on their brand color. We can actually set some of that stuff up while they're changing into a different outfit.
Nice.
Get a few shots of that. But there is actually another great way that can really save you some time, and I think it's a lot of fun, is actually create some stock images with artificial intelligence. In particular, I really love Midjourney because it does a really good job of giving you images that look like photos and they're really good qualities. So, but yeah, you can create stock images just to support your brand photography if you need. For example, with brand photography, one of the big advantages to doing a full day brand session is that you get a whole bunch of photos and you're actually saving time overall because you're only doing one session. You only need to get hair and makeup done once, do the planning once, to get everything set up and the lighting and all that and the editing, all that's done once. And then the rest of the year, you've got all these photos you can pull from. So I like to tell people that they can save time. And a good stock image to support a post in social media where I'm talking about that would be a clock, a teal colored clock in my brand color.
Yes.
And I could post that and then talk about that particular advantage to my services. That's
very
where you can
cool.
use stock photography to support your particular posts and stuff like that.
Excellent. Excellent. So one of the ones that when I look for stock photography, sometimes it's because I'm expressing an emotion in a person, right? So woman looking confused at her computer, pulling her hair out, that kind of thing. So are you saying that in Midjourney, that's the app that you mentioned, that I could actually put that request in and almost design the stock photo from my choices as opposed to having to look for those choices?
Yeah. And the neat thing about it too, is you can even say that you want to say if your brand color is purple, for example,
yes.
I'd like a purple aesthetic. That could be one of the prompts. Cause with the AI, you give it a prompt, you type in I want a woman sitting at a computer wearing purple or a purple aesthetic, and it'll actually add that stuff in too. So it's not just giving you that person with the frustrated expression or confused expression, but you can actually be like, and I want natural lighting and I want those kinds of things.
So like other AI applications, it sounds like Midjourney is something that you build the prompt in the way that will return to you the type of photography or photograph. So it's a real photograph or is it something computer generated?
It's computer generated. It's learned from a whole bunch of other images. And so if you say, I want a woman sitting at a desk, the more prompts you give it, generally it's going to give you more detail on what you're looking for. But the challenge with Midjourney is that it also give it too many prompts. It ignores some of them. So there's a fine balance with it. You want to like give it enough instruction to get the woman in purple sitting at the desk, but not one page description of everything you want.
I think I found that with almost every AI app that I use, Lindsay, there is an art to the prompt. Have you become an expert at that?
Yes, there is. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really getting into it for sure. And it's neat too, because you can even tell it you want, for example, a shallow aperture, we call it, or a blurred background, like those images where you see a person and the background's a little bit blurred out. You can actually tell it you want that and it will create that for you. So the person sitting at a desk in a co-working space, you can get them in focus and then the background will be nice and blurry. So there's actually some photography terms you can add into the prompt to actually get a certain look.
Cool. Very cool. And would I be able to upload my picture and have it do any fancy work on my image that's been created through a brand photography session?
Yeah, you can load your photos up. I find it still isn't quite at the point where it's going to not look exactly like you. So,
that's so okay. Can it make me look skinnier?
Maybe.
Younger?
But it might make your face look a little bit different or like your hair color is slightly different. So there are ways you can weight the image. So if you upload, say an example, if you in a white background and then you want it to put you in co-working space or something like that, you could potentially do that and then weight it more towards your image so that it'll look a little more like you. Otherwise, it takes a little bit of liberties with it and it changes it a bit. And even when, either way, it still might not look exactly like you, which is why you still need brand photography. You can't just.
Exactly. It's not an either or, right? It's an and.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like so much fun. Oh, I want to play around with that. That sounds like fun. So when it comes down to it, right, Linz, it's getting some good brand photography, supplementing with a little bit of stock photography, making it easier if you can with something like Midjourney to create stock photography that really emulates your brand. And by doing these types of things, you've got a really nice way that you can put your visual story into everything that you're doing.
Yes. The nice thing about it too is these days people, they say they have the attention span of less than a goldfish, which is actually less than 9 seconds. And so if you want them to read through your website, you know, they're not going to read through a whole bunch of text or necessarily read through your captions on your social media. It's the image that captures their attention. You can communicate a lot with that image and help tell your story so that it automatically, like, instantly gets into their brain.
So good. Such a good reminder. It's true. Yeah, I won't go there. I've got some neuroscience babble that I could say why that is, but it's really not important. It just is. Vision is your strongest defense in nature. If you think about it, you could hear a bear coming, but he'd have to be pretty close to you. You could smell him. Still, he'd have to be close. You could taste him. That'd be way too close. But if you saw a bear, you can see a bear from a half a mile away. Right. And that's why vision and visual images are so important, and people connect to them and they gravitate to them, and they have a lot of meaning. So anyways, there's your neuropsychobabble for the day, people.
I never thought that deeply about it. That's awesome. I love it.
I know. Useless things that no one needs to know that are inside this head. It's kind of crazy. All right, lady. I love having you here. Any last thoughts before we close up our session today? Anything that you would like to share with people?
Yeah. So if people want to learn more about creating their own images with artificial intelligence, I'm running a workshop in August, on August 24th. And it's going to be a 3-hour workshop. And I'm going to teach people how to set up the AI that I like to use, which is Midjourney AI, and then also walk them through all the prompts, how to get the images they're looking for, how to get images, for example, on a white backdrop, or to get a certain story that you want to say, also how to avoid some common things like that. and then I'm also going to talk a little bit too about what kind of images to create as well for your business, so people can figure out what kind of images they want to actually spend time creating. Not that it takes a lot of time to create images in Midjourney, but it's good to have an idea of what you want to create and what will support your business and attract your clients.
Very cool. Oh my gosh, I want to be in on that one. That sounds like fun. People, we will have a link to Lindsay's class for Midjourney AI stock photography in the show notes, both on YouTube as well as on the auditory, any platform you like to catch your podcasts on. Also, you can reach out to Lindsay if you are lucky enough to be in the Calgary or Edmonton area where Lindsay's located. You want to check her out. Check her site out, the Small Business Photographer. Yes?
Yes.
Smallbusinessphotographer.com. Check Lindsay out. She's got such a creative eye. I just absolutely love everything you do, Lindsay, and it's a pleasure to know you. Thank you for sharing all this with my audience today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here.
Good
I
to
love
see
talking
you.
About this stuff, so thank you.
Awesome. All right. Here's the thing, you guys. Whatever you do, whether it's brand photography or stock photography, make certain that it's telling the story that your buyers need to know about you so that they can grow the know, like, and trust factor and help you become more successful every day. It's great to be here with you all. Thank you again, Lindsay. Have a great day, everybody. Go on and seize the day. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay. Well, I hope you found that to be very useful. And if you did, can I ask you a favor? Would you mind popping in a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you enjoy listening on? It really does help people find the podcast easier and have access to this information as well. I'd love to get to know you more. If there's anything I can do to support you, it would be fun to just explore around and see what that might be. Check out my website at unstoppablewomeninbusiness.com. Until then, have a great day and talk soon.